from the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Yep, we're talking gas prices again. If you're feeling frustrated at the pump, you're not alone. We're live in the North Bay with why prices are remaining high and why we may not see a gas rebate for quite some time.
It is time to break out your mask and break out your tests.
Santa Clara County is seeing a spike in COVID cases, but will a mandate be required for everyone again? Now, the public health officer is weighing in.
Plus, an international car burglary ring busted. The clues that led investigators to a Bay Area boba tea shop.
And an ambitious goal for Alameda County, the plan to fight the housing crisis and why some say it'll hurt more than it will help. Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 11th. I'm Lynn Keese.
And I'm Amanda Starantino. Thanks for joining us this morning. We begin with First Alert meteorologist Darren Peck. And Darren, a bit of a warm-up today, but it's starting pretty chilly.
It's going to be cold in the North Bay Valleys again. Low to mid-30s out there. Inland valleys, it's low 40s. So grab the jacket for that. But today is going to be so different from yesterday when we get to the afternoon because things have really started quieting down. That's a real pretty view. Looking up at the Bay Bridge, obviously, that's from our camera pretty much right under it on Treasure Island. Before I get into how today's different, I've just got to give you the quick review on what it looked like in St. Helena yesterday. This was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. That's a baseball field at the high school, completely covered, not in snow, but hail. We'll show you more on that coming up in my next visit. But if you were part of the excitement yesterday with thunderstorms and hail in the North Bay, that's done. We're not doing any of that again today. And if you're on the peninsula or at South Bay, you're like, it hailed yesterday. Yeah, we're going to show you more coming up in a bit. But for today, mid-30s in Santa Rosa to start things off, low to mid-40s out there for just about everybody else. We're doing okay on visibility. And for daytime highs today, yeah, be a little warmer. We're still below average, but we'll warm up to near 70 for some of our warmer inland spots. All right, Len, back over to you.
Thank you, Darren. In another blow to the Bay Area economy, prices at the pump soared to fresh record highs. According to AAA, the average price per gallon for regular in San Francisco is $6.05. San Jose sits at $5.94, and Oakland is close behind at $5.92. KPIX 5's Jocelyn Moran is live at a Marin County gas station this morning. Jocelyn, scared to ask you, what are you seeing out there this morning?
Yeah, well, it's still feeling painful, as we've continued to say for several months now. Here at this gas station, $6.09 for a gallon of gas, but in many places you'll find that to be more expensive. People are feeling frustrated, and you can understand why. This is affecting their day-to-day bills and decision-making as well. And to add to the frustration, that gas rebate state lawmakers have been teasing us with, that may not come until several months.
Insane.
Yeah, you've heard that a lot when talking about gas prices, but people are fed up. It's been months of high costs at the pump.
We keep waiting for them to come down, and unfortunately, we've seen them just hover around the same price for quite a while now.
Prices are hitting new records in the country, and in California, they're rising. Experts say a squeeze on oil refineries, which turn crude oil into gasoline, is behind the latest price high, and it's keeping some people home.
I work part-time on Social Security. It's killed me. I was going to go to Yountville this weekend, and that ain't going to happen.
Governor Gavin Newsom had proposed a gas rebate in March, but there's been debate among state lawmakers over how to give Californians relief. And according to a report by the Bay Area News Group, Newsom warns a rebate check could still be nearly 5 months away.
It's ridiculous. I mean, at that point, gas prices will most likely come down. I had first heard it was going to be June or July, and now we're October. No, I think that's completely wrong.
Yeah, and those reactions are not surprising. We spoke with USF Professor of Politics James Taylor. He says people are feeling robbed at the pump, and he thinks Democrats should have kept quiet until they had a rollout plan ready to go.
4,000 would be worth looking forward to in October. 400, we're going to spend 400 in the next 3 weeks. And to give that, to promise me that in 5 months from now, it's almost like, you're almost like teasing me, like you're holding it back, and you know I need it now.
Well, why the back and forth? Professor Taylor says Democrats are trying to figure out the best way to bring relief to people and what factors to consider while doing so. It's frustrating. We're all feeling it. But in the meantime, Gianna has a look at the best deals here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, Jocelyn, let's try to save you guys some money this morning. If you are out and about and you want to maybe hit some gas stations that are seeing some lower prices, I did a quick search on GasBuddy.com this morning. In Mill Valley, we're seeing some slightly lower prices here at $5.45 per gallon. That's at the HQ Fuels in Mill Valley on Shoreline. Also, if you're headed through San Bruno, Econo in San Bruno, $5.64 per gallon for regular. If you want to cross the bay, things get even less expensive there. Get a little cheaper. Royal in Oakland, $5.27 per gallon for regular. And at the best, at the Costco in Hayward, best gas prices there at $5.31 per gallon. In the South Bay, not bad here either. Most stop in San Jose, $5.21 per gallon for regular. They're located on McKee. Excel Gas and Martin San Jose also seeing some slightly slower prices per gallon at $5.29, and they're located on First Street. So hopefully that saves you a little money this morning.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk with a look at some of the headlines we are following this Wednesday. Starting off with a live look at Capitol Hill, because there is a big vote today in the Senate on a bill that could preserve the right to an abortion. Now, this is expected to fail because most Republicans are against it. It comes, of course, in response to the news that the U.S. Supreme Court may be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade as soon as next month. Starbucks workers in Santa Cruz could make history today as the first to unionize in California. Employees at two locations have been voting for a couple of weeks. Those votes are going to be counted and announced just before noon. The two shops employ about 60 people. Starbucks is against the move. And the latest inflation report came out about a half an hour ago showing we may have already hit the peak of high prices. Costs were up 0.3% in April, a slower rate than March, but prices are still up more than 8% over April 2021. And stock futures have been down on the news because these numbers were a little higher than many economists had predicted. We'll see where things stand when the opening bell rings in less than a half an hour on Wall Street. Amanda.
All right, thanks, Ann. This morning, Santa Clara County's top health officer is urging residents to put their masks back on.
It is time to break out your mask and break out your tests and just be a bit more cautious.
Dr. Sarah Cody says despite an alarming rise in the number of new COVID cases, she is not imposing new restrictions. She says the responsibility is now on individuals to protect themselves. Now, this comes as California's COVID positivity rate has risen back above 4%. That's a full point higher than last week. Meantime, today, Kaiser Permanente San Jose will be holding a COVID-19 memorial meant to express thanks to doctors, nurses, and staff who worked tirelessly through the pandemic. Kaiser will also be dedicating a memorial fountain to staffers who have passed away. The memorial starts at 12:30.
Two seniors hurt when a house went up in flames in Alameda have now died from their injuries. The 85-year-old man and 80-year-old woman were rescued from that home Monday morning. A third victim has been treated and released. Flames broke out just after 3 in the morning Monday on Buena Vista Avenue. Fire crews knocked down the fire in just about 20 minutes. Still not clear what sparked it.
To San Francisco now, where a small boba tea shop was apparently hiding a big secret. The DA's office says it uncovered an international pipeline of stolen electronics. Investigators say a years-long sting known as Operation Autopilot netted more than 1,000 stolen items. They used bank cards with electronics, planted them in tourist spots around the city, and then traced the items using GPS as they were shipped around the world.
Far West, Texas, Vietnam, and Hong Kong.
The goal of this operation was to map out the flow of stolen goods in San Francisco and beyond.
The DA says they will be building a website for people who have had items stolen to hopefully match them up to their stolen goods.
Still to come.